How long have you been involved in the program?
Let's see. I believe 12 years. I've always loved film, and I've just enjoyed every year. And every year is different. There's the sameness, but there's different committee members. Some stay on for years. We try and have fresh faces and different perspectives. So it's just been a joy to be involved in.
How has it grown or changed over those 12 years?
When we first started this, we just felt like so many of the big cities in the United States, also in Canada, have these Jewish film festivals. And we felt that on a smaller level, we could and should do the same thing and be able to offer it to our specific community, but also to our general community. We had definite ideas about what we wanted and what we thought would be a good range and scope for the festival. And I would say we have kept that initial variety of film. It's certainly changed. It's grown. Each year, I think it gets better. We try and choose one film that has some type of a Holocaust subject matter. We try and have a comedy. We have at least one film that's in English. We try and pick something that's currently political. We want something that the youth can come and see. And so that becomes very interesting to get that right mix and try and find maybe a common theme through all the films that we choose each year. You know, for us, Jewish identity somehow should be in each film, although some seem to be a little bit of a stretch.
To get them all to converge, I mean, I can already see the challenge. I mean, some may be just absolutely hilarious, but not necessarily show that Jewish identity in a way that relates to the overall mission, or one that dealing with Holocaust material that maybe is frankly not a good movie. I mean, I can see challenges there. What have you learned along the way, you know, over those 12 years when you're going about this process?
I've learned that if you just take two Jewish committee members, you've got 10 opinions right there. So then if you have 10 people on the committee, you can just imagine. But it's challenging and it's fun and it's interesting, and we hash them out and we have differences of opinion and we rate the films. We usually have a number scale. And then sometimes, even though you've got the best system, you still wind up choosing something that we may across the board be giving films fours and fives, and yet it may not make it to the final cut for one reason or another.
Well, it seems like, just based on what you're telling me, Janie, that this year is a standout year in terms of quality across the spectrum. And nothing sells film better than letting listeners know about them. But before we do, I got to ask for a favorite from your perspective, having scanned most, if not all of them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess two. One is a documentary, Hava Nagila, and I love it because it's so uplifting and it's educational and it's across the board. I think anyone who comes to see the film will enjoy it. It just makes me smile to think about it. And I guess the second favorite was A Remembrance, which is a Holocaust film with a different slant, because we're really dealing with some Polish resistance fighters. And so you see the consequences of people's actions and bravery from a different perspective other than just the Jewish experience.
Very powerful indeed. And having just seen the trailer, it was gripping. I mean, I was really fighting back the tears. And that's a two-minute trailer, so I'll give you any indication as to the quality of it. I want to dive in with, you just mentioned Hava Nagila, and we're going to turn to Rachel now to fill in the blanks for us. You know, Rachel, when I'm laughing out loud again during a two-minute trailer, that's always a good sign. And when I see actors and entertainers like Glenn Campbell and Harry Belafonte in the mix, I mean, I got to see this thing.
Yes.
Tell me about the Hava Nagila.
Hava Nagila is a song. If you go to any Jewish bar or bat mitzvah or wedding, you'll see the dance. You've probably seen it in movies a lot, anything that has a Jewish theme to it. And it's a song that we all dance to and we all sing. But if you ask me, I have no idea the origin of the song. And that's what this film does. It tells you where the song came from. The director follows the song back to its origins in Eastern Europe, and then how it came into popular American culture in the 1950s and 60s. Like you said, Harry Belafonte and many others sang it. It was played in the top 40, and who would have thought this Jewish song in Hebrew would have become so popular. But it is just a film about life, about what we call simchas, just events that are wonderful events in our lives, and it just makes you happy, and it just makes you smile.
It was the Gangnam-style song of the 1970s.
Yes, it really was. It really was.
Then from the hilarity of Hava Nagila, we get to move on with some serious subject matter presented beautifully in a bottle in the Gaza Sea. She writes a letter expressing her refusal to accept that only hatred can reign between Israelis and Palestinians. And this kind of morphs into one of the most exciting pen pal stories I've ever heard of.
I mean, yes.
It's amazing.
It's powerful. I mean, it's another piece in the Jewish experience as being an Israeli. And this is the story of a teenage girl who wants to know that there must be more to this Israeli-Palestinian conflict than just war, and that there's a human side to everyone, and no matter which side of the conflict you're on. So she writes a letter to Anonymous and gives it to her brother, who's in the Israeli Defense Forces, and he puts it in a bottle and throws it in the sea right near Gaza. And it's picked up by a Palestinian teenager who emails her. And this relationship starts between the two of them beyond the conflict. And of course, the conflict comes into it, because how could it not? But also the innocence of teenagers. They want to learn a little bit more about one another. And it's a fascinating story.
It's a great way to get to the intimacy of that relationship, and yet reflective of, just as you say, the interpersonal dynamics that play out every day. But we don't hear about that. It's not as sexy as, oh, there's a bombing over there, there's a bombing over there. How many people died?
Right. Exactly.
Janie alluded to this earlier, Remembrance, another very powerful film, the makings of, it seems like it has the makings for one of the most powerful love stories ever.
It's two young people that meet in the worst of all possible circumstances. Then we fast forward to the present, and the young woman is now a middle-aged woman, and through a series of events becomes reconnected with her past, which I think she's really suppressed for all these years. And it's the twists and the turns of remembering what happened. So there are some flashback scenes and some back and forth, and how her present-day self reconnects with her younger, tormented, tortured past. And it's a beautiful film, and it's, and as I said before, it's a little different theme in that it's not just about Jewish survivors of the Holocaust. It reminds us that there were other people that were brave and that suffered equally. So I thought it was powerful. I'm glad that we're showing it. I think it's a good one.
Yeah. We were talking about this in the kind of the mission of the festival and the concerns you have planning these out. Variety, key. And Triad Jewish Film Festival never shies away from presenting something provocative and thought-provoking. Certainly, Melting Away falls in that category. And Janie, when this one, I wanted to be a fly on the wall in the committee meetings for this one when it came up. I mean, it looks just really emotionally gripping and wonderful, but some provocative material there.
Absolutely. It's all of that and then some. And you just don't know, because it's such a wide range of movie viewers, and we found in the past that some of our senior citizens are uncomfortable with some of the films that we've shown that we thought were powerful and their stories needed to be told. But this one, it's a subject matter I don't think we've dealt with before in our festival, and it's about transgenderism, and it presents itself through a very painful situation. We have a parent that is dying, and how this transgendered adult child weaves in and out of the parents' lives.
We're going to talk with Mike Reese, the longtime writer-producer of The Simpsons, about Jews in Tunes, an animated evening of entertainment with Mike. Is Mike going to be talking at the festival as well this year?
Yeah, Mike Reese, he's a four-time Emmy winner, will be coming to the festival on March 14th and presenting his Jews in Tunes evening. And he'll be showing clips from The Simpsons, where he's a writer and producer, as well as the show The Critic. He was the writer and producer of that show as well. And he's just a comic. He wrote for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, the old TV show from the 80s, Alf, and many others, and it'll be a fun evening.
Oh, I'm sure. And how many people out there listening have wanted to be a fly on the wall for those sorts of late night comedy sessions, the writers getting together and always having to meet that deadline? I mean, that's I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. He's a lot of fun.
All right. And we wrap up, at least in today's conversation, with Walk on Water. And this film explores a very real dynamic, I think, that plays out in the lives of many Germans of our generation and on a daily basis. And it does it in a really, I guess this is our contemporary thriller for this year.
It's interesting because Rachel and I were talking about this on the way over today, how young Germans today who are grandchildren or children whose parents were Nazis, and how they deal with it in today's world and about shame and guilt. This particular film, Walk on Water, I just thought it was such an interesting film because you've got this undercover Mossad agent who is so negative because of his history and his past, is so negative about the German peoples. And then he finds himself drawn to this German youth that he is squiring around Israel. His undercover is as a tour guide. And he's fighting with himself to enjoy and get to know this youth in a way that he hadn't planned to do. And it's all about their growing friendship. And it starts in Israel, then it moves to Germany. There's a lot of action in the film. I think it's one that anyone will enjoy. It's just something different than any of the other films we're showing this year.
Yeah, the acting in it looks fantastic, and the character so believable, and that dynamic again playing out in a way that's so personal. You get the gray area. You know, it's not all black and white.
That's the thing. It isn't. You can so put yourself in the place of these characters and think, how would I feel if this were my history, if this were my situation, if this were my past, my family? It's powerful.
So we've got a first coming up in 2013 for the Triad Jewish Film Festival, a chance for the whole community to get involved in a film equally as powerful, I'm sure, Hitler's Children, April 3rd at 7 o'clock at Beth David Synagogue. Tell me about this movie.
Well, we had a really hard time deciding between the movie Remembrance that we're showing in the festival and this film, Hitler's Children. So we decided for the first time to do a film outside of the festival, free to the community. It's a documentary interviewing the children, grandchildren, great nieces and nephews of some of the highest commanders in the Nazi Party, Hess, Himmler, Goring, Frank, and these descendants talk about the guilt they have, how they're living their lives knowing what their relatives did to humanity. And then following the film, we have a speaker coming. Her name is Liesel Appel, and she grew up in a Nazi family and found out when she was 9 years old that her father, who she adored, was actually very active in the Nazi Party. And she later left Germany and actually converted to Judaism. So it should be a very interesting evening.
Sounds like it, to say the least. All right. Well, thank you both so much for being here today.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's great.
We appreciate it.